The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's Gospel is the fifth and last selection that we will have from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. It's been a brief interruption in our reading from the Gospel of Mark, which we will resume next week. 5 weeks ago, the chapter starts with Jesus taking 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeding thousands upon thousands. For the next 3 weeks, we've heard him comment, elaborate, reveal what that miracle was really about. That God sent bread from heaven, that he was the bread of life, that unless they ate his flesh, they would not have life. And very understandably, they said, "Huh? How on earth can this man give us his own flesh to eat?" Granted, these were deep mysteries. These were things that were hard to understand. Yet they were truths being revealed by God himself. At the beginning of today's gospel, they say, "These things are hard to understand." Fair enough. But then it says, his disciples murmured. Do you murmur? Murmur is a code word in the Bible. Murmur has a history that all good Jews would know. Its first reference, and there was many afterwards, is to what happened in the desert. God had raised up Moses. He performed the 10 plagues. He confronted Egypt, Pharaoh. Pharaoh let them go. Pharaoh changed his mind. Pharaoh's armies were drowned in the Red Sea. God was leading them to a land that he had promised. They had seen the things that God had done. But now they're in the desert. Guess what there isn't a lot of in the desert? Food. And it said, they said to Moses, at least in Egypt we had food. Why did you lead us out here? It said they murmured against Moses and against God. Sure, they were in a pickle, but they had forgot what God had done, what God had already shown them. They were weak and believing who it was they were dealing with. And so they murmured. Murmured means complained, criticized, whined, did not believe, rejected. Do you murmur? And then it says, Jesus said something very interesting. He says, you're shocked by this? To which I would say, frankly, Lord, yes. You blow us away with this eat your flesh stuff. But Jesus said, you're shocked by this? He says, what if I were to show you deeper truths? What if I were to reveal to you who I am, where I came from? What if I was transfigured here before you now? What if you saw heaven in all of its glory? I'll show you shock. But no, I teach you first these things, and then I will reveal to you more. As you grow in readiness to understand all that I have prepared for you. And then he says, speaking to these things about which they were murmuring, these important and deep truths of faith, he says, the flesh is of no avail. It is the Spirit that gives life. Know the truth of that, my brothers and sisters. The flesh is of no avail. Yes, I mean, we can do stuff. The Lord has equipped us. We can build empires, but they will crumble. We can amass fortunes, but they will dissipate. We can amass fame and power, but all things will end. Our own human abilities, when it comes to eternity, when it comes to things that last, for the purposes for which we were made, it's insufficient to the task. It amounts to nothing. The flesh is of no avail. But the Spirit, my Spirit, who we now know is the second, the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Spirit gives life. And my words are Spirit and life. We hear a lot of words. I read a lot of words. Newspapers, magazines, stuff on the internet, books. I read a lot of thrillers. It's innocent enough. It winds me down. I bet you come across a lot of words. Some of them are true. Some of them are not true. Some of them are beneficial. Some are occasions of great temptation. Some are just pure vanity. Others have great wisdom. But in all of those words, they are not words of spirit and life unless they are the words of Jesus, or to some degree inspired by the words of Jesus, because His are words from another dimension. The words themselves bring life. I am the bread of life. I am living water. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I have not come to condemn, I have come to save. My words are spirit and life. Some disciples said, you know what? This guy is too much. If we take seriously everything he says, we don't know where it's going to end up. Some people are going to think we're nuts. It says, at these words, many of his disciples left him. Jesus' light might be palatable, but Jesus straight on, full strength, undiluted, is sometimes really hard to swallow. And they left. And doesn't say this in the text. It's my own reading into it. But I hear great sorrow. In the words of Jesus as he turns to his disciples and say, to his twelve, will you also leave me? What a great sorrow it must have been to Jesus to have left the glory of heaven, to have emptied himself for our sake, to come only to save and to bless and to set us free and have some walk away. Not good enough? What else can I do? So he says to his disciples, will you also leave? I think Peter's response is very interesting. Peter does not say, hey, Lord, we're with you 100%. You know, I understand this bread of life stuff, and I think it's really cool. I don't think those things would have applied. He didn't say they got it all. He said, where else are we going to go? Now, I sort of hear in that, if there was something behind curtain two, I might pick that. But Peter was said, where else are we going to go? Who else does what you do? Who else has the words that you speak to us? We murmur, pick and choose different things that the church authoritatively teaches. We murmur, I don't really think I need to go to church every Sunday. We murmur, I don't necessarily think all that moral behavior stuff is as clear and as serious as the church. Upon this rock I will build my church, what you loose in heaven. I don't think it's all that serious. We murmur, I don't really think I need to go to confession. Really? We murmur by resisting grace. I don't want to go any further. I don't want to go any deeper. I'm afraid of what might happen. I don't want to stick out. Let me get in heaven in the back door. That's dangerous. We murmur by resisting God's grace. It is precisely to those areas that the Lord speaks spirit and life, where He wants to change us, because His truth is there to bless and to set us free. There will be disciples that walk away. Don't be one of them. Stick it out. Persevere. Want, desire, pursue words of spirit and life more than anything on earth. And you have no idea of how grateful you will be. Where do you struggle? Where do you murmur? Where are you a little shy about seeing God face to face? Where do you need the living Word of God to speak to you? Words of spirit and life.